This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Now, tonight we're starting off in Russia, not the happiest show of all time. Six LGBTI advocates were injured when a man allegedly attacked them with an unknown substance in Moscow. On this last Saturday, 11th of November, the six advocates were leaving the fourth LGBTIQ plus family conference organised by the local LGBTIQ group Resource. One of the injured was prominent activist Zoya Matasova. She was recently appointed to the board of the Russian LGBT network. And the network's director, Mikhail Tumasov, said some of the victims were knocked to the ground with minor injuries. Police and ambulances were called to the scene. It's unclear what was used in the attack. It was originally thought to be some kind of acid, but Tumasov said it smelled like acetone. The group were trying to figure out how the attacker knew about the location of the conference. And they believe there was a person, a spy, who pretended to be an LGBTI person to get the correct information about the event, which was hidden from the public.
Over to much more happy news in New Zealand, where a girls' school is helping students to transition. A prestigious girls' high school in New Zealand is taking steps by holding a trans tea time support group for trans students. The group has seven members aged between 13 and 18, all who have socially transitioned.
Ooh, tea time. This sounds delightful.
Jeannie Grant, the head of counselling, runs the group and said seven students was not a high number. She's quoted as saying there are transgender students at most schools in New Zealand, but they're not going to come out unless the school offers support. There have always been transgender teenagers, but the ability to use the internet to form connections with other transgender teenagers makes you feel less alone and more supported. The school is quite progressive and also has gender-neutral uniforms and restrooms. Teachers, students and staff are required to use the correct pronouns of the people they're interacting with.
Isn't that a lovely little story? Anyway, across the other side of the planet to Germany, Germany's first out trans military commander hits out at Trump's trans ban. Anastasia Beifang, a lieutenant colonel, came out as trans to her superiors 2 years ago. She commands a logistics unit of more than 700 soldiers and has some harsh words for President Trump over the pending trans military ban, like we all do. It felt like a smack in the face, said Beifang, now 43, who has served in the military for a mere 23 years. Mm-hmm. Defence Minister Ursula von der Leyen has defended Germany's decision to let trans people serve openly in the military. She said, people who hold fears aren't able to give their very best. We can't afford that.
I think that's so powerful to say. Straight up, you can't have fearful people.
Exactly. The highest court in Germany earlier this week voted to strengthen intersex identity rights after lawmakers passed a motion to legally recognise a third gender on official documents.
Closer to home in Indonesia, Indonesia has blocked gifts from the WhatsApp messaging service in an attempt to stop obscene images from being shared, including gay photos.
Have they tried to stop all gifts?
They have. They've actually cracked down on the internet. So the country is seen to be cracking down on LGBTI plus people, where earlier this week, four people were arrested for posting photos online. The WhatsApp now has a 48 hours delay, which allows it to screen for obscene GIFs, which were previously not available on the platform.
So it's a 48 hour delayed real time service. That's somewhat compromising.
So the message platform actually relies on other providers to provide the GIFs, and the problem was one of these providers did not have an adult filter. Meanwhile, four gay men are facing 16 years in prison after being arrested for posting pictures online.
The Indonesian men are suspected by the police of spreading gay pornography online, but seem to have been targeted just for enjoying BDSM, which reminds us, we do... If we go to some countries, like we've been recommended before, you have to be careful what you post.
You can get caught up very easily, very quickly.
In brief, India, hundreds participated in the Pride March in New Delhi, where, unfortunately, still in India, gay sex is still illegal.
In Italy, a journalist alleges underage gay sex at Vatican Seminary in an explosive new book.
Over to the USA, LGBTI hate crimes rose for the second year in a row. FBI reports increased 5% in 2016 from the year before.
And up in Hong Kong, Aussie expats in Hong Kong turns up to an event to support the marriage equality in Australia, saying, "We believe marrying who you love is love." Anyway, that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.